The World This Week. Business.
It emerged that Qualcomm has approached Intel about a friendly takeover. Intel has fallen behind rivals such as Nvidia and AMD in the market for artificial intelligence processors. In August, a poor earnings report and tepid forecasts rattled investors, wiping $32 billion off its market value. The company recently announced a turnaround plan which focuses on turning its foundry business into an independent subsidiary. Intel's share price rose on the news of Qualcomm's offer, but the stock is still down by over 50% this year. UniCredit, Italy's second biggest bank, sought regulatory approval to increase its stake in Commerzbank, the second largest lender in Germany, to 21%. The idea of a takeover is opposed by Commerzbank and Olaf Scholz, the German Chancellor, who described the Italian bank's action as an unfriendly attack. Commerzbank's deputy chairman said, "I feel like vomiting when he hears UniCredit's promises of cost savings." Meanwhile, the bank announced that Bettina Orlop, the chief financial officer, would soon succeed Manfred Knopf as chief executive. China's central bank unveiled a raft of measures aimed at boosting stock markets and providing more help to the country's beleaguered property market. The bank is lowering its policy interest rate by 0.2 percentage points and the rate on existing mortgages by half a point, and reducing reserve requirements for banks. Analysts noted the relatively large size of the cuts and the unexpected guidance on future policy. China's stock markets surged in response. The Bank of Japan left its key interest rate unchanged at 0.25%. The central bank's governor, Ueda Kazuo, has indicated that it won't lift rates again until December at the earliest. Nike's share price retained the gains it made after the sportswear maker ditched John Donahoe as chief executive and replaced him with Elliot Hill, a veteran executive who has come out of retirement to lead the company. Once considered the future of car battery manufacturing in Europe, Northvolt announced that it would cut its workforce by 20% and suspend a planned expansion. Some of the Swedish startup's problems are of its own making, though it has struggled to attract investors amid slowing demand for electric vehicles in Europe. The European Automobile Manufacturers Association has noted that the EV market is on a continual downward trajectory and called on the EU to rethink its timeline for banning petrol-powered cars. Mira Murati, who oversaw the development of ChatGPT as OpenAI's chief technology officer, resigned from the startup. OpenAI is preparing to begin a process that will see it eventually ditch its non-profit status to become a public benefit corporation, according to reports. The head of Boeing's Defence and Space Division stepped down with immediate effect, the first big senior departure since Kelly Ortberg took over as chief executive in August. The division has been losing money for years. Meanwhile, the union representing striking workers at Boeing's factories in the Pacific Northwest rejected the company's latest pay offer. Underscoring the huge amounts of energy needed to power data centers, Microsoft signed a deal that will reopen a unit of the Three Mile Island nuclear facility to supply it with carbon-free electricity for 20 years. Unit 1 was closed 5 years ago for economic reasons. It is adjacent to Unit 2, which was permanently shut in 1979 following a meltdown in what remains America's worst ever nuclear accident. Microsoft will buy energy from the reopened plant, which will be connected to the PJM grid, a regional transmission organization covering 13 states. America's Justice Department lodged an antitrust complaint against Visa, accusing it of using its dominance in debit payment networks to thwart competition. Visa said the lawsuit was meritless. The Conference Board's Index of American Consumer Confidence plunged from 105.6 in August to 98.7 in September, the biggest decline in 3 years. People are worrying more about jobs and inflation, according to the survey. Palantir was one of three companies added to the S&P 500 stock market index as American Airlines and two other companies were booted off. Palantir, best and controversially known as a provider of data analytics to America's intelligence and defense establishment, has seen its share price soar by 160% over the past year. Its name is a reference to magical stones in The Lord of the Rings that allow characters to watch events in other parts of the world.